RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.
For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport.
With a side of carry-on.
Calling on my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
Good morning. Welcome to it, Perth. We are here in the Triple M Towers for the Weekend Huddle. Cold morning in Perth. The sun's coming out now, and we are on the eve, or it's the morning of the 10K kickover of the Swan, and two people who will be absolutely embarrassing themselves down there today.
Maybe not.
Danny Shuey and Ryan Daniels.
Please.
Good morning.
What type of footwear will you be donning tonight?
Well, I thought about this because you can't rock up in footy boots.
Well, I had a few people I spoke to yesterday ask.
Were you considering that?
Well, it's an option. When you're considering what the options are.
Have you texted Danny to borrow some of Luke's boots?
I've got boots.
From when?
I play AFL 9s every now and then.
I got a message from Rhino September last year. Hey, Dan, any leftovers?
Piss off.
Luke got any spare? Hey, okay, question.
I'm going to go barefoot.
Footy boots, though. Mm. Do they help with the kick or do they only help with running on grass?
Yeah, well, that's their main purpose. It's kind of both,
I reckon,
right?
You go further in just your standard Jerry Seinfeld sneaker.
I'm going barefoot.
With a pair of jeans.
Hey,
I'm going barefoot.
I like it.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, there is 10 contestants today at 4
barefoot.
O'clock.
Barefoot! Good luck.
Kicking for $10,000.
Yeah.
Five for them, five for their local sporting club.
Who are you aligned to then?
No, I just take the money. If I win, I'm taking it.
What's yours kick?
Too? Coolbeenia Bombers.
The Coolbeenia Bombers.
The Dianella. What was it? The Dianella.
Dynamite.
And then there's I can't call it a celebrity because you two are in it. So it's a Triple M family edition with yourselves. Now, also, Zave, he'll be kicking.
You've put him in the comp.
Yeah, he's in.
Oh, jeez.
We've got a side bet, too.
So that's purely for... This is a purely for bragging rights part of the
Yeah,
of
he
the
will
night.
Snap his hamstring.
Who else have we got in the celeb?
So Michelle's kicking.
Michelle,
that'd
yeah.
That'd be great. Embers, he'll
yeah,
be there.
Yeah, Embers.
Embers right. Had a bit of trouble running yesterday.
I'm worried about his hammies, yeah.
Yeah, we've got... Oh, if this guy does not win... Hamish Brayshaw, the Sandover medalist.
He's a reigning Sandover medalist.
He is in form.
All right.
But I think... He might not want to go too hard. He's got a game the next day.
Well, that's true. He might hold back.
Yeah, and
he should have to start further back.
A bit of a handicap.
Is there a different
like
tee for the men and women?
I like this. The stall equality. Gift handicap.
There's not a... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't know about that, but okay. I think I would like to go a little bit closer. Like, that's a little bit unfair. You're putting me up against Hamish Brayshaw.
You can kick from in the river.
Okay, so I can put my tee on
there
the
anyway.
Bank.
I don't think if you kicked from inside the river, you still wouldn't kick the furthest.
You will be, what's the word?
Eating your words.
Quite surprised when you see my kick this
and,
afternoon.
And Ryan Crowley will be there as well.
Oh, the crowd.
So if you're going to the game tonight, right. Come past 4:30, see these two idiots try and kick the ball into the river.
Well, hey, Rhino will be one hand with the footy, one hand with the permanent marker handing out autographs down there out the front of Optus.
Big show today. Let's get into it. We've got Andrew Maloney, the boxer, fighting in a world title fight in Perth Arena next Sunday. We'll catch up with Andrew Webster from the West Coast Eagles and Joel Corey from the Fremantle Dockers. But next up, what are you laughing at?
Oh, Luke Webster, maybe.
We'll,
I would have thought.
Review the game from last night. Nick Dacos was amazing. Triple M. The sun is coming out. Of course, the 10K kickover of the Swan from 4 o'clock this afternoon. And not too far away to chatting to Andrew Maloney, who's fighting for a boxing world title here at Perth next
Sunday. Sold out next week. Woo! George, where are you sitting, Tommy?
I'm in the
pit. Where did your free tickets allow your...
Mate, the pit, mate.
So he'll have... I know Tommy. Yeah. Tommy will have organised himself an all-access pass. So he'll be swanning around there.
Yep.
Shaking hands after the game.
He'll be in the...
You know why? I learned from the best.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
It's an opportunity to take
I'm glad you're finally figuring it out, Tommy. Let's talk about last
boy's
night's
all
game.
Grown up.
Carlton and Collingwood last night.
To me, this is, without a doubt, the best rivalry in football.
Mm.
Take the showdown, take the derby, take the battle of the whatever you call it. This is the one.
We're underway Friday night. Elliott's handed it off to Maynard, and Maynard is gone and hammered it home from 50.
Here he is, the young man on debut. Slips around the corner. Kicks his first goal as Lockie Sullivan. Have a shot, Bobby. Bobby does have a shot.
Jerry couldn't pick it up. Slap for Nick Dacos. He's going to be the hero. The little champ. He's going to kick the winner. You knew he was going to do it.
Siren. Collingwood win the Peter Mac Cup by a goal on the back of Nick
Yes, as you heard there, Nick Daicos. Of course it was Nick Daicos watching that game and those final moments, Tommy. You just thought someone's going to have to break this. As soon as he sort of made his little move, you're like, oh, this is over.
And then the camera takes the way to the Daicos family in the box.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Celebrating, and you just go, oh, of course.
I always, Kel doesn't really watch a lot of footy, right, or any sport, but every now and then when there's a big moment on, I'll be like, you got to watch this, right? So there's like a minute left, and we're huddling over, putting the dishes away. And I'm like, just watch this. And then Daicos does his thing, and she goes, geez, he's pretty good, isn't he? That little kid. I'm like, yeah, he's not bad.
The stage was set early in that match, though. The whole crowd at the G singing Angels by Robbie Williams.
Oh, it was good, wasn't it?
It was beautiful. It was touching. And you just, you were on the edge of your seat. It was one of those games.
88,000 people there. It was magic. And does that mean that Collingwood are back? Because that's the kind of game. When you're
Mason Cox indicated so.
When you get that kind of crowd and you get that kind of moment and the match-winning goal and all of the stuff that's tied into it, that's the stuff that can launch a season. So I reckon Collingwood, all the people writing them off, here they come.
I just think people need to just wait a bit. I mean, a few weeks ago, there was reports of Port Adelaide have the best young midfield since Cousins, Judd and Kerr. Mm. And then it was Collingwood are done for the year. Like,
hot take.
We're about... what, 7 rounds in?
Hey, Tommy, we'll get to this soon, but our friend, if you're at home and you're somehow listening to this, our friend Danny Shuey is doing her best work on Seven Mate right now.
Oh, what's she wearing?
What's the show called?
There's a replay of the four-wheel drive adventure show on Seven Mate right now.
Why have you got a curtain on?
What's that? A curtain? It's a button. It's an oversized button. Tommy, if you did outdoors work like I did, you'd find it there very good for sun being sun smart.
You know what it looks like, Tommy? It's like when you're a kid and you got to go to art class and you get one of your dad's old shirts.
Rhino, I don't get wardrobe like you do at Seven, mate. This show is not what you get.
Is this your dad's old shirt?
I'm not in the Seven newsroom, mate. You're three suits you rotate around the house.
Did you go to your dad's mechanic shop and ask for an old rag and you gave
me
that shirt?
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's not have outfit digs, Tommy. Hey, let's talk about the game. So going back to it. Now, we were sitting in a living room last night with 16 of my cousins. And don't laugh. And one of my beautiful cousins, Alana, she's getting married to Jordan. Now, Jordan, so he's the ringer, like that comes into the family, right?
Okay.
We can't figure out why Jordan loves Collingwood so much. But when there's one Collingwood supporter in the room, they are the most diehard fan of all time, right?
And I don't want to assume here, because you're all Italian, that you're all Carlton supporters.
Well, I was going for Carlton only because when it was crunch time, it was like, come on, get that goal and let's. But I kept saying to my son, Ollie, just keep yelling out, come on the Blue Baggers. And he kept doing it. And this Jordan is just watching the screen, filtering it out. And Luke whispered to me, I don't get how people can be like that. And I was like, I know, he was in debt. But the problem was some of the stuff, you know, coming out of his mouth and jumping up off the seat and stuff like that. A little bit scary when there's kids in the room.
Oh, he's taking it to that
back
level.
A little bit, Pies supporters.
Settle down, Jordan.
Yeah, settle down.
And then they won.
Full nuffy.
How'd he go at the end? Did he give it the full?
Nah, he was nervous. He almost had the shakes. It was like, really? That was a massive adrenaline rush. You would have been like that in your time, Tommy, watching games.
But you can't talk about the Carlton mob. And the Carlton supporters are just as feral as the Collingwood supporters.
Why are you looking at me like I'm this diehard Carlton supporter?
Well, you are.
I get on the train for Carlton, but I'm not, you know.
Have you noticed when she talks about her family, suddenly the hands start moving and everything's coming out. She's got antipasto plate in front of her all of a sudden.
Would you like some of my homemade olive oil?
Actually, my brother and his partner went out and picked olives last
weekend.
Tomatoes
on the vine.
My abs up for it.
Just pass the grappa, please, there, Rhino.
Rhino, your coaching debut, Auskick last week. How'd you go, mate?
I couldn't have been better. They're calling me the next Lee Matthews.
All right. Find out how Ryan went next. 92.9 Triple M. Hey, former boxing world champion Andrew Maloney, join us very shortly. And after 9 o'clock, we've got Joel Corey and Luke Webster. So we'll get stuck into that. Mm. But right now, though, Rhino, the Auskick debut. You spoke about it last week.
Yeah.
How'd you go?
Look, I think we'd give it a 10 out of 10. but I will say, hats off to anyone who does take on kids sport. When I signed up for it, I thought there'll be, you know, 7 or 8 kids. We'll have a little team. We'll all have oranges at halftime. We'll, you know, teach them some life lessons and maybe a bit of footy along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
40 kids. Yeah. And it was hectic as hell. Each kid had like 2 or 3 significant others there watching them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There was a crowd. We turned up.
And that puts pressure on you.
A lot of
as
pressure.
As the coach, because they're all your first footy coach.
First.
Parents hold
ever.
High expectations.
They
you
do.
Know?
And turning up, I'm not sure if the parents there are aware that I'm not like an actual coach. Do you know, like, because this is volunteer stuff. Yeah. But maybe they
but
were
you
confused.
You think you are with some of the articles you write.
Maybe they were confused because I did such a good job.
Yeah, okay.
So they're sitting there going, this guy should be at AFL. Level. Yep. I ran them through the drills, and I reckon I've already identified a couple of really high-end talents.
The parents are thinking this bloke should be at AFL level.
I think they just thought we're lucky to have this guy. I think they thought, geez, this is a really polished performance.
What
I heard
was your
some
go-to
say
drill?
Lee Matthews. We did a few. Yeah. We had a lot of drills. The old, what's the pot of gold in
this
the middle there? Pot of gold.
Xavier Ellis rang me after Auskick last Sunday, because that was his debut at coaching.
Has he been sacked already?
No, but answer this. How much running did you actually do? Because Zave sent me a photo of his Garmin and he'd racked up 86 high intensity minutes.
I was sweating. And it's not just the running, but you're running four drills at once.
Yeah.
You're dealing with kids running around asking you to go to the toilet. I need a water. I need this.
And
I need that.
What about William, like your son? How'd you go coach?
No, he's a gun. No, William's a gun. No, no concerns there. No, he is. I'd have him in the 40. I'd have him in the top five.
No.
You know, he texted me during the week and said, do you have the zoning for which AFL club will be in?
Nah, it's East Perth. Already know.
I've already looked it up.
There's only one fault with Auskick. And tell me your thoughts. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to tackle.
But they do anyway.
But should we be teaching kids from that age how to safely tackle? Or would it be an absolute...
I think it's a very big difference in the level of some of the kids.
Yeah,
like you've got
fair.
A couple of them running through like Dusty Martin giving the fend offs to little kids.
That's my
going
kid,
coast
yeah.
to coast from the fullback to kicking goals. And then you've got other kids who just really want to be out in the sunshine and looking around at the birds. So you can't, if you had tackles, suddenly that kid who picks it up for the first time is going to get polaxed.
Traumatise them as well.
Yeah,
if they're
what they do do is they teach you like, you know, how to get low and sort of come in at the side, not go straight in head to head, all that sort of stuff. So there are little things they're teaching along the way.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I reckon that'd be chaos, particularly your little man.
Your man.
You're putting people in hospital.
No, I just sometimes whisper to Ollie, like I pretend to go out and check, like pretend to go out and be like, well done, buddy. But I go, just a bit of argy bargy, because just a bit of bump, just a bit of a strong bump here and there.
Wow.
Well, just in case there's a kid kicking 10 on him. Like, no, a bit of argy bargy. Just when the ump's not looking, just throw in a little.
I see it now, front page of the West next week.
That's all right. It's our little thing. We whisper in his ear, argy bargy. He knows what I'm saying too.
Son of former Eagles captain. Rubbed out for 6 weeks for high-flying elbow in
Banned
under
10s. Banned for life 10s. From Auskick.
You can't do that, Daddy.
You can. It's all in good fun. I'll have a chat to the parents. If there's any issues, we're good.
All right, cool. Well, speaking of that stuff. Andrew Maloney in the ring, boxing superstar coming up shortly. And a man who's been in hot water in the ring this week, our own Ryan Daniels, made it onto a footy classified. Good call, bad call.
They say there's no such thing as bad publicity, Tommy.
Are you okay, Rhino?
I'm okay. No, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. It was an interesting week to start the week. But,
for those that don't know, you happened to say to Andy Brayshaw, how did it feel getting punched in the face by the Eagles last week?
Sort of along those lines. So he got punched in the face by a young Eagles team last week in the Derby.
Yeah.
And yet you've somehow turned it around in the space of a week. So there was a question like that. Now, obviously, there's links there that people can make back to the Andrew Gaff incident, which was not my intention, of course.
No, it wasn't.
Which and by the way,
Ryan, that's good, isn't it?
When
don't
I
get
saw
me back
the video
this.
Going viral on Instagram, I went, my stomach sank because I went, oh no.
I know.
Because I know,
I
you're,
even
not,
I'd
I know
it.
You're not thinking to ask
oh, God,
it
no.
like that.
No, zero but, thought yeah, in my mind.
9 years on, I've been saving this question for 8 years.
I said, as if now I was like, hey, remember that time 7 years ago when you got punched in the face?
Yeah.
Like, was it like that last?
Yeah.
As if I would do that.
As if.
So no, and Andy, I was speaking to Ed. He's fine. He didn't even know.
He
didn't even know. Could not give a rat's.
No.
So yes, there was a little bit of manifested outrage for a day or two there. Right. But
now we've had Zave on Caro's.
Yes, Caro's arrowed him.
Ryan's been on good call, bad call. Danny.
Well, it could be me next, but you're sort of more. It's more you though, Tommy, because you're on the Triple M call team.
Tommy could find himself
safe.
At some point, I reckon. Well,
I don't really give my opinions out too much, you know.
Listen, last week, Dan, 92.9 Triple M.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning here in Perth. Of course, the 10K kick over the Swan is happening this afternoon from 4 o'clock down there at Optus. These two Nuffies will be having a kick.
Well, Nuffies or talented athletes, Tommy.
One of
you've
each.
Never seen my kick. You've not seen my kick. And I tell you what, I'll be donning a pair of kicks tonight, so I will not be wearing anything too fancy.
Well, speaking of big events in Perth, next Sunday, there is a triple world title fight at Perth Arena.
Massive.
It sold out so quickly. Now, just quickly, I just noticed they've released a handful of tickets. So if you want to go, this man will be fighting there, Australia's own Andrew Maloney. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you going? You're about a week out now from the fight. I believe you've just finished training. You must be excited to get over here to Perth.
Yeah, very, very excited. It feels like it's been a long time coming, but we're almost a week to go now. Tomorrow is 1 week out, and preparation's gone to perfect, honestly, and just can't wait to get over there and, you know, be part of this huge event and put on a great performance.
Now, Andrew, I'm always fascinated with fights. Is the weight, like how you go in the week leading up, trying to get to the exact weight that you need to get to. What are you eating? How much water are you drinking? All that stuff. Can you give us a little detail into how that looks for you this week?
It's a bit of a science experiment. The final week. It really, you know, is a real science to it. And luckily, I've had over 100 fights now, so I've done it plenty of times and got it down to a real fine art now. But it's just about manipulating your water levels, basically, in that last week. So salt intake, water intake, carbohydrate intake, and you sort of basically shrink your body down to hop on those scales and make the weight. And then afterwards, you got a good 24 to 30 hours to rehydrate and refuel, and your body's like a sponge at that point and just blows back up to your normal weight.
Andrew, can I just ask, who gave you the nickname The Monster?
Oh, it's a good nickname.
Like how does your ring name come about?
My manager actually gave me that years ago now. I was actually started my professional career at bantamweight, and then I dropped down a division, and he said to me, "Oh, geez, if you move down to super flyweight, you're going to be a monster." And that's where it came from. And I don't actually use it too much these days, to be honest, because there's
a
Japanese superstar named Naoa Inoue who's known as the Monster, and it's sort of become really popular after that, and a lot of guys are using the Monster, and I don't like to do it, but, you know.
Oh, I think you should run with it next week.
You've got a couple of kids as well, don't you, Andrew?
I do. I've got two. I've got a boy who's almost 5 now, and then a daughter who's 1.5.
Yeah, see, I'd be changing my nickname if they'd be scared. Daddy's a monster, you know?
The little monsters.
How do they go watching you fight?
Yeah.
Oh, they love it. My son, particularly, he already thinks he's a professional boxer. Yeah. And he's always telling me that, you know, if I lose to an opponent, he said, "Oh, I could beat that guy, Dad."
They're at that age. They're at that age. I've got so much confidence at 5. And it's an impressionable age too. So no doubt, you know, when can he start his little junior boxing journey, Andrew?
Well, funnily enough, I'm actually opening up a gym after this fight's out the way on the 25th of May. So we're going to be running a junior program out of there. So he's going to get started very early, and he'll start those classes at Undisputed Boxing and Fitness.
Beautiful. Nice little business on the side.
A little plug there too. Hey, Andrew, now when you get in the ring, we know that you need a big hype up, right? You've got your nickname, The Monster. There's going to be music blaring. And you need someone to really drum it up. Now, my two colleagues here, Danny and Tom, they're always looking for side gigs, right? They're constantly looking for money on the side. And they have decided that this morning they have come up with their own entrance pump-ups for you, right? I want you to pick which one is the best.
Well, it won't be Danny.
Well, I've been a bit thrown now because mine's got the monster in it.
Oh, so is mine. I'm running.
All right, we're running with Andrew. If you don't mind, we're running with monster.
So we're going to go with Tommy. You go first.
Am I going first?
Yeah, well, you go first. You're the man. You're the boxing
man.
So
I'm in the ring. We're about to announce the fight.
You're in the ring.
Okay.
You got the microphone.
This could go sideways and ruin my potential commentary career. We're going to dive into it anyway. Okay. In the blue corner, standing at 5 foot five, with a record of 26-3, 16 by knockout, with eyes so deep and hair so perfect, he's the twin you want your daughter bringing home to dinner. Commonwealth Games gold medalist, world champion. From Kingscliff, New South Wales, Andrew the Monster Maloney.
Great finish, Tommy. Good. Strong.
Like would that have been one of the best intros you've heard, Andrew?
It would. Bit of a confidence boost there before the fight starts.
Yes, like that.
I like this. Yeah. This is good. Good
look,
notes.
To be honest, notes. Andrew, I'm a bit stiff, to be honest, because I didn't know your weight.
Will you also go with this?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't know your weight, Andrew. So I've had a crack at what I thought a junior bantam weight would weigh in as.
Okay.
And I could be completely wrong. So let's just have a little crack.
Give us a crack.
Here you go, Dan. I'll give you some music.
Starting in the blue corner, weighing 47 kilograms at 170 centimetres. So watch for that bite. This little bantamweight is like a dynamite. It's the monster. Don't be afraid. Be terrified. Andrew Maloney.
Jesus.
Thoughts?
Look, I can see the style that you've taken. Andrew, can you give us some thoughts on Danny's work there?
Yeah, Danny's was great. I really enjoyed the confidence boost. Yeah. About the bringing home to the parents and perfect hair and eyes and all that. So, yeah, that really got me up and going.
Okay, now, if you had to choose one for next week, if you had to play one of these two idiots, which one would you be going with?
I'd have to go with Danny.
No. Yes, of course you do.
That's so flattening.
I couldn't. You mentioned that I was 45 kilos, and I can't get down to 45
kilos. I took care of you. It's all smoke and mirrors.
All right, you can see Andrew Maloney fight at Perth Arena next Sunday, going for the interim junior bantamweight division. We're right behind you, Andrew. Good luck, mate. We'll know you bring it home for the Aussies.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
All the best, Andrew. That's awesome.
Good luck. There are still a couple of tickets floating around, just been released. Of course, we can order the...
Where can they get them?
Up and close and personal with Tommy in the pit.
Yeah, in the pit. Yeah, I'll be there.
Tommy be there. Or maybe in the middle announcing, apparently.
Or main event, if you want to order it and watch it at home, you can jump online there and grab that. 92.9 Triple M, not far away from talking a bit of footy with Luke Webster from the West Coast Eagles. Ryan, no Harley Reid questions.
Okay.
92.9 Triple M. Going to be a beautiful afternoon this afternoon at the footy for the 10K kick over the Swan. And, of course, that is the prelude for the big game tonight. West Coast taking on Essendon. Now, I do believe John Pike and the Eagles team, the marketing team, are encouraging everyone today to wear their scarves. Remember the old...
Yep.
Swing the scarf around Kevin Sheedy style.
Geez, that was brilliant, wasn't it? You used to look around, whatever it was the G or whether it was Subi, and you'd have this massive just swarm of jumpers flying around. It was brilliant.
So they're trying to bring it back tonight. So Eagles fans, if you're going along, check out the 10K kick over the Swan.
Yep.
Get your Eagles scarf. Go to the game and wave it about when they knock off Essendon tonight. Mm. And a man who'll be behind that victory from the coach's box is Luke Webster. Morning, Luke.
Morning, all. How are you?
We're good.
Webby, we're gonna have to start paying Webby to come on every fortnight and be our
friend
little...
of the show.
He's a friend of the show. That's what we should be introducing him as. How are you, Webby?
Yeah, I'm well. Thanks, Danny. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited for tonight. I tell you what, I got a babysitter locked in, and we're ready to go.
Look out, the babysitter Danny is dangerous, Danny.
Don't let me into the rooms after the game.
Now, Luke, the Gold Coast game, look, I think it's one of those ones where you're watching it and you look at the scoreline at the end and you go, oh, okay, that wasn't that close. But you guys are actually in that and you've got a few big names coming back in. What's the mood been like amongst the group this week after what was a really long road trip?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We knew that we didn't play at our best. We had some good moments throughout the game. I thought we started really well last week and unfortunately just weren't good enough around the footy, and they were probably a little bit tougher and harder than so. But, I think if we can put four quarters together, and obviously, as you mentioned, we get a couple of guys back this week, we'll certainly help in that area, and we can hopefully get the job done tonight.
You've got a new face this morning. One of our favourite things in footy is a debutante. You've had two previously this season in Harley and Lock Rawlinson. And now Harvey Johnston.
Yeah, just see, it was up on the above the players, all the coaches were there and
podium
stuff.
Podium introduction.
And did you see during the week, Luke, when he FaceTimed his parents? Here's a bit of audio of Harvey telling his folks.
Hey, Mum, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I just needed to ask you something. I needed your opinion on these boots that Teddy got me. I'll FaceTime you, I'll show you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, man.
Oh, yeah, nice.
You know what? I think I prefer the fluoro ones so I can spot you on the oval.
Yeah, right. Well, that was just a gag. I'm actually debuting on Saturday night.
Oh, my God!
Piss off! Really?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Webby, he's a good kid, isn't he?
Oh, he's a ripper. He's a ripper. He's brought a lot of energy, like a lot of our kids have, and it's been great for our more senior players to have the energy of those young kids coming through. And what a great opportunity for him to debut tonight.
He's going to come on as a sub, but when he does come on, what can West Coast fans expect to see from Harvey Johnston?
Yeah, what we've seen from him so far throughout, obviously, the pre-season training, the games he's played so far, he's really good at linking up from out of the back half, running on a wing or getting forward and pushing hard forward and hitting the scoreboard. But he's very good left and right foot and very skillful. And, you know, hopefully we'll see that again tonight.
Elliot Yeo plays game number 200. The past couple of seasons, it was probably, well, in doubt whether he'd ever get there. But this year, he's just been sensational.
Yeah, he's been massive for us. You know, he's the one that's really leading the charge for us in and around the contest and stoppages and, you know, the things we've seen him do. Over his 200 games, there was a video during the week and it was one of the most impressive videos I've ever seen with a guy that can go down back and be a really solid defender but can go through the midfield but can also go forward and catch the footy. So it was one of the best videos I've seen and, you know, it's been a great honour for him to be able to get to his 200th game.
And you've got a tag potential player from the other team, Zach Merritt. Now, Xavier Ellis, our own Xavier Ellis.
They're not tagging him, mate.
He's been going on and on about it all week.
They're not
tagging
him.
They've got to tag Zach Merritt. What are your thoughts on that possibility there, Luke?
Yeah, it's something we have to put time into. He's a big barometer player for them. He's one of the guys that he can be difficult to tag because he can start in a number of different spots. But, you know, he's certainly a guy that we need to put some time into that's, you know, if we can get that done, that'll certainly go a long way to winning tonight.
Do you know one guy they have to tag? I said you can't talk about him. Bomber's got to tag Harley Reid. He's okay. Back tonight. That's what they should be worried about. Harley just dominating, coming
fresh
back
off
into
a
the
week
side.
Off too.
How's he been at training this week?
Yeah, he's been really good. Obviously got the freshen up last week and, you know, he's come back full of energy and, you know, he's going to be great again. Didn't see a run around tonight and certainly adds to our group and, you know, the boys love having him in the team.
I made him a little bit of pork mince sugar last night for his pasta for tonight.
Lovely.
I haven't heard from you any feedback on the meal, so he could be vomiting this morning, so let's just hope Harley's good. I probably shouldn't cook for people the night before a game, maybe.
I haven't got any messages about some late changes.
All right, Luke, thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck tonight.
No worries. Thanks for
good
having
on
me.
You, Webby.
Thanks, Webby.
Luke Webster from the West Coast Eagles, of course, that game live on Triple M tonight. Rhino and I calling tonight, the 1-2 punch.
Look out.
Ready to go?
Who you got on the boundary? Brick.
Hamish Brayshaw.
Hamish Brayshaw on the boundary. Wow, what a team.
I was talking to Duggo during the week and he says, Hamish Brayshaw on the boundary? And he goes, geez, if we win the game and he's in the rooms, anything
dangerous.
Can happen. And just a quick shout out, Jack Darling earns life membership tonight. Been a great servant
AFL
of the football club.
Membership.
AFL life membership, of course. A premiership player. I think he's a four-time leading goal kicker at the club. All-Australian as well. So go well tonight to the King. 92.9 Triple M. Joel Corey from the Dockers, not too far away.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed. Change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
All right, I'm looking at the rundown. It's a nice little helping for the second hour coming up here on the Weekend Huddle with Ryan, Danny and Tom. We've got $150 at the Craigie Tavern in Beat the Huddle to give away.
That's pretty good, $150.
Yeah, you go there this afternoon, or maybe not. It takes a couple of weeks for your prize to come through. So.
But you can go there anyway and then go back in 2 weeks.
Had a bit of feedback through the week for some people that listen to the show that whenever Beat the Huddle's on, then I'm a bit of a
loser.
Can have the prize anyway.
Yeah.
No. So I'm a bit too generous.
Too soft.
Oh. I want to just put it out there today. Should you be brave enough to ring and play, against me and I lose, or sorry, if I win,
when
I will not be giving you the prize. I won't do the whole, it's all right, it's all right.
Yeah, I like this.
So-and-so's
too. Oh, you've toughened up, have you?
So, this is good.
This
is good. The real Danny's coming
out. I'm annoyed that people think I'm a pushover. So it will be fair and square today.
Well, to fair, you won't win. So they're probably going to get the prize anyway.
We'll chat to Joel Corey shortly as well. He's the midfield coach at the Fremantle Dockers. They play Richmond tomorrow. But before we go anywhere else, beautiful coffee this morning. Carbo, the newsreader.
Hey, great
this may be a coffee. Great man.
One of the best men in media.
Yeah. Big Freo man too, Carbo.
Carbo.
Came and bought me the coffee.
Did you get a coffee, Dan?
No, I didn't. I didn't put my order in, but I reckon Carbo's just might be left it at the machine. I'll just make my way up the stairs in a second.
I'm sure he's just getting it just
right.
Busy
man. Yeah, he's got news to read.
He's just got to get that 80-20.
Oh, he's running up the stairs. Carbo, I'm joking.
He knows.
No. I didn't know that would happen.
Everybody knows off air that Danny was yelling and screaming about this coffee.
Well, you know why? Because next up we're talking about her All Aussie Adventures, her TV show. And she's like, in my rider... Normally, I demand a hot coffee.
Bit of me time.
Yeah.
Speaking of coffee, I'll tell you all about my jet boil. That's how I make coffees on the road, boys.
And the snatch? Is that getting you mentioned?
It's careful. Snatch recovery. Okay. Snatch strap recovery.
92.9 Triple M. The sun is out. Top of 24 today. Perfect for the footy tonight. And, of course, the 10K kick over the Swan. Kicks off about 4 o'clock with the Triple M family edition with these two.
How many contestants?
There's 10 contestants.
10.
Oof. The winning kick would be at about 4:40. That would be me.
Yeah. Okay, mate. Sure. I'll talk about that if I get a spot
later.
You've
got dodgy hips. Remember your marathon?
No, the hips are good now. Hips
don't lie.
Yep.
Hey, after us is the Saturday rub and then a smorgasbord of footy before we go down to Angie, who's broadcasting live from 2:30.
Oh, wow.
Down there at the front of Optus Stadium, Danny. But you've had a big couple of weeks. We just saw you on the TV, Dan.
I know. I'll tell you what. I was up north with a van for the four-wheel drive show and a little bit of this, boys. Took out a couple of my girlfriends up, and they were referring to me as Danny Coit. Because the thing is I know a little bit of my stuff.
Yeah, I think they were pronouncing it wrong.
Danny Coit. There's a silent.
Listen, I know my stuff a little bit, but most of the time... I do, you know, need to ask cameraman Chris for some clarification. Right?
He's a good man,
Chris. Sort of there as the cameraman, the audio guy. We sort of produce and shoot at the same time. Like he's my...
The wind beneath your wings.
He's the guy that checks the van is hooked up properly before I take off. But everything else, I do myself. Mm. Right? So I've had to leave the show here last Saturday.
Raced off.
Now... This is I can't blame Luke, but I'm going to blame Luke. I said to Luke before I left for this shoot, does your ute have electric brakes? To which Luke replied, yeah. We just need the attachment. We borrowed it last time. Now, the attachment is like a little pin attachment from the back of the ute that plugs into the caravan, which would mean that you activate your electric brakes. But no, you need a controller, either wireless or hardwired into your car. To create that connection.
Right, okay.
Which Luke didn't know we needed to have, and nor did I. So you know how I told you last week I had to leave the show straight away?
Raced off.
Danny Coit, I've got filming to do. We're
haven't got a minute to spare.
Durian Bay,
Danny
right?
what, sorry?
Danny Coit.
Coit.
Left. It's Russell Coit. Is that not his
name?
No,
we get it.
Left for George Day Caravans out in Maddington, 40-minute drive. Thought I was all organised, had the ute packed, ready to go.
Which caravan place?
George Day Caravans there in Maddington. There, go say good day to my mate,
too.
Phil.
Yeah.
Plugged in. The adapter from the caravan to the car. And Phil goes, where's your electric brake controller?
Oh.
I said, oh, I don't know. I was like, Luke told me to download the Elec Brakes app and I'll just connect it. Luke's at training on the Gold Coast. I've connected the app, but the app had nothing to connect to.
Don't tell me.
And everyone's looking at me an hour later.
You didn't ring our man. He's trying to prep for a game, did you?
We finally figured out that we don't have an electric brake controller in the car. Oh. So I had to call Autobahn, Automasters, J-Car. Like, I'm calling everywhere. We didn't hit the road till about 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Left here at 10:01.
Didn't start filming till 4. Dano was absolutely cooked. Ended up having to load everything into a George Day caravan ute to borrow to take on the shoot. It was a disaster. Anyway, we got there. We got filming. We did some epic forward driving last Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Didn't get bogged once, boys. So there's a lot I've learned over these few years doing the show. And it was great. Beautiful spot. You're going to take the kids out there, Rhino. Loveland Farm Stay in Hill River. It's about 20 minutes inland of Durian Bay. It's an old kangaroo orphanage, and a lot of the roos actually are out there, you know, to greet you. You get all these beautiful grey kangaroos, and yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, it does. It sounds very nice. What was it again, Denny?
No, well, you know why you two are looking at me looking like that? Because you're both very much stay at Crown kind of folks, you know? Like, maybe just step outside your comfort zone, get your knees dirty, get your fingernails.
No, I'm just very aware that you've managed to...
You've got the cleanest hands I've ever seen on a bloke rhino.
In the space of 4 minutes, you've managed to get 30 different plugs in there. I'm just wary of that, Tom. I'm very wary of that. How many stores did she mention?
Mom's change for the shoeies. I got to step up.
Autobahn, got
George Day Caravans.
Caravans.
Yeah. Don't forget Jacob.
The farm stay.
G'day to Ken if you're listening, Kenno.
92.9 Triple M. And we're not too far away from going to Joel Corey from the Fremantle Dockers. Now,
got some hard hitting questions for him, Rhino.
They call him Smithy, and we're going to find out why.
Really?
Okay. They call him Smithy.
What about our man Patrick Voss getting the arse this week?
Well, I mean, yeah, Jai Amos was coming back. It's tough. And this is what good teams have. And we'll talk to Joel about this. You get selection pressure. So Voss did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But Jai Amos is coming in. What are you going to do? Like, you're not going to not play Jai Amos. So this is a good problem to have.
What about the Eagles having to drop Dom, Premiership superstar?
Yeah, it's hard,
a couple
isn't
of games
it?
As the sub and then.
That's really tough. When you look at. I actually was last night researching for the game that we're calling this afternoon. I was like, the emergencies for West Coast in Gaff and Sheed. And you're like, again, that's how you know things are changing, because you've got these two very experienced players who've given a lot to the club and they're in the emergency list. So our two clubs are in interesting spaces in that world.
Yeah, he just needs four quarters of footy, Dom Sheed.
Yeah, he needs to go and play. He can't
be right. He'll come back, find a spot. Right, we'll talk to Joel Corey soon. But, of course, you were up about for the old Aussie Adventures.
Yes.
And you couldn't do that with your friends at RAC, and they're calling on all footy fans to slow down behind the wheel, which you did. Did you know when driving at 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
I'm for that, you know, because when they're Tom with the caravan, I like to be very slow and steady, boys. Right.
Joel Corey's up next from the Fremantle Dockers. We'll get him shortly. We're just talking about the NBA, though. Did you see Rhino Pat Beverley? So those that don't know, he's a NBA player with Milwaukee, but a loudmouth.
Yeah.
He's out there.
An instigator. Yeah.
One of Djokovic's teammates.
No, that's a tennis player. Yeah. And you refer to Luka Doncic, who plays on a very different team to Pat Beverley. But it was interesting, Tommy.
The Mavericks.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Dallas Mavericks.
She's back.
But just quickly, he was doing a interview after the game, after their series ended.
Oh, Danny Coit over there, ready to go.
Correct.
Ask me anything outdoors, I'll be right. The basketball, geez. Yeah.
Jeez. And then you've got a reporter standing there, and he says to the reporter, do you follow my podcast? And the reporter says, no, I don't. He goes, well, get it. You can't interview me.
Well, that's like him in the mornings. Every Saturday morning, he goes, did you read my column in the West? And I say, no. And Rhino goes, well, don't look at me. All show.
The problem is Danny can't read, so you got to read it to her.
Delete my number.
Anyway, Pat Beverley, get over yourself, mate.
Yeah,
honestly, move on.
ESPN have banned him from their shows.
Good. As they should.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, let's talk some footy now. Joel Corey from the Fremantle Dockers joins us on the phone. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. Joel.
Hey, Joe, you just finished captain's run, I believe. Have I got the timing right?
Yeah, no, perfect. Port Melbourne, yeah, we just finished the run around.
How did everybody look? Jai Amos looking okay?
Yep, all good, all good. They enjoyed a little bit of a kick after a flight yesterday, but all good this end, mate.
Now, you're in charge of the midfield group, mate, and you're absolutely flying. Last week in particular was a bit of a masterclass. Fifey up and about, 37, best game he's had in a few years. Caleb Sarong, probably one of the top three or four mids in the comp this year, I reckon, Tommy. You must be stoked with how it's all coming together, other than the derby. We'll ignore that one, but the rest of it, it's been a really good start to the season for that midfield group.
Yeah, the group's gelling well. We're aiming to be as consistent as possible. And some individuals within that have actually had really good years to date. So together with ability to play together and work together well, we're improving.
Jai Amos is back tonight, Joel?
Tomorrow? Yep.
Tomorrow? Tonight? Yeah, tomorrow we've been talking about the West Coast as in a game.
Ryan just asked that as well.
Keep up, Danny. Come on. Keep up.
You didn't ask about Joel.
Well, we were. Yeah, I did a little bit. We were talking before, though, Joel, about the fact that Paddy Voss has had to miss out for Jai Amos to come back in. Now he's lost the plot, mate. She's lost the plot. It's rough for Paddy Voss, but it's a good thing for the team to have that selection pressure.
It was great to have Vossi come to the side and perform the way he did. He'd been playing really well at Peel. So to actually come in after those performances and influence, have an effect on the game is great for us as a club and him in terms of his own confidence.
I like what I saw from Cooper Simpson last week. A couple of nice signs coming on as a sub. Do we expect a full game for him tomorrow?
Cooper was great coming on. Unfortunately, he came on a bit earlier than expected last week, but come on and he's got some really good skill. Only a first-year player, so we're looking for him to develop, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of him going forward.
It's concerns for Josh Draper last week. Oh, he's the one who was subbed out so Cooper could come on, but he's all good. He's recovered really quickly from that hammy.
Well, yeah, young kids are still learning their bodies, and there was no need to take a risk with him. So he trained medical, ticked him off, and, he's inside.
Fantastic. Now, mate, a little birdie tells me that you are called Smithy as your nickname.
Yeah, what's this about?
Can you give us some background to the nickname Smithy?
Oh, it was back from my Geelong days. there's a cricket game, and they needed some sledging material, and they felt like I didn't have a first name, so they started calling me Smithy.
Ah, because you got two first names, Joel and Corey, so they gave you Smithy as the surname.
Rhino wanted something juicier than that.
No, that's good. I like that. No, I can work with that.
It hung on for a month and then it just took off. So and ever since then, it's been Smithy.
Did you expect to get Nat Fyfe back to this kind of footy? He's just been awesome, especially last week.
Oh, Nathan's played some great football through his whole career, and unfortunately his body hasn't allowed him to do that over the past few years, but being able to work with him closely and seeing how professional he is and how he goes about it, he's quite curious and what he can do. So I think he's played really well during the whole year. He just got a few fruits in terms of disposals last week.
When you come up against Richmond, I think the main man now to shut down is Shea Bolton. He's such a talent. Are you prepared when he comes into the midfield? How do you prepare for that? Because he'll sort of drift between the forward line and the midfield. What's the plan for Shea?
Yeah, good pickup. He's a really important player and he has so many score involvements. So in terms of we'll have a matchup forward and a matchup in the midfield, just trying to not allow him to just do exactly what he wants.
All right, Joel, good luck tomorrow. You can hear the game live on Triple M. 11 o'clock, Fremantle taking on Richmond. All the best, mate.
All the best, Joel.
Thanks, Smithy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Smithy. Joel Corey from the Fremantle Football Club. Dan, write that one down in your book.
We discussed Jai Amos before Joel got on the show.
That's right.
Then I asked Joel because I wanted his thoughts.
So my first question was about Jai Amos.
Well,
how's he looking?
Producer Sam, can you just clip that bit of audio for me for a bit of personal feedback? And we'll
we can work on that.
Yeah, work on that.
RFI.
The good thing about this show is even if you make an error, people just run back over it. There's no holes barred.
We look after each other.
All right, the Beat the Huddle is not too far away. 92.9 Triple M.
Jump around. RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
What a banging song. 92.9 Triple M Weekend Huddle for a Saturday morning. Yes, Danny?
A banging song.
Just some of the words if you're...
Banging song. Speaking of jokers, Tommy...
I thought you were going to say, speaking of
bangers. that too. But old mate over here, the Joker, ready for the quiz. If you want to win.
Oh, she's up and about.
I'm take on the Joker. Just having a look now. $150 Craigie Tavern voucher.
That's a good one.
Good pop. That's all down near me now.
Head out north. Get to the Craigie Tavern. Have yourself a few brews. Watch a bit of footy.
And can I just say, they're doing some works down there at the Craigie Tavern on the outside bit.
Yeah.
I walk past, put my head in, still open.
There you go.
So if you look at the outside and you think, hey, what's going on here? It's going to be even better soon.
It's a great pub.
Great pub.
It's one of the great pubs.
Yeah, go down there, watch the footy. $150 to spend at the Craigie Tavern. 1-3-3-5-3 is the number you need. If you haven't heard it before, you pick Danny or Ryan. You take on them in a best of five quiz.
Yep.
Basically, you pick Danny, she loses, and you win the prize.
Yeah, you pick me, I win, and everybody has a good laugh.
I have threatened today, though, that I will not be a pushover, and if I lose, I'm not just giving you the prize anyway, like I have done in the past, because I've had enough. I've had enough, and I'm making a stand.
Finally. Danny. Finally.
Watch me.
Let's see.
Let's see. All right, we'll do it next. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the Huddle.
All right, Beat the Huddle, best of five quiz. Take on Ryan or Danny. Win yourself $150 to spend
at the Craigie Tavern now.
It's the quiz that stops the city every Saturday morning.
Definitely.
It's always got a good prize attached to it.
119 Eddystone Ave in Craigie, providing quality food and beverages along with friendly customer service since 1978.
And if you look on their Google reviews, the photos of the food.
I went to the Craigie Tavern probably 6 months ago.
Oh, good.
And the service is right. It's actually one of the best pubs I've been to for service. They were bending over backwards. Anything you wanted.
All right, Lauren wants to play today. Good morning, Loz.
Morning. How's it going?
Hey, Lauren.
Good, Loz. What do you got on today, Lauren?
Hiya. I'm off to a little mother's group and then off to play netball this afternoon.
Oh, who do you play netball for?
Venetians.
Okay.
What position? Let me guess. Hold on. By the voice, I'm going to say you're a WD. You're one of those the tough little buggers.
Oh, sentence.
I'm a defender.
I could tell. Danny. Danny or me? Who are you going to be taking on today?
I'm going to say Danny.
Yeah, smart.
All right. Do your best defense, Lauren, because it's going to have clued up this week.
You won't need any offense because old mate is awful at this. Now, Lauren, can you give us a go at your buzzer? It's just your name.
Lauren.
Yeah, nice, loud.
Danny.
Yeah,
good start.
Good start. Really strong start. I know your name.
We heard you, mate.
Lauren, to make this fair for you, I'm going to cover my face because if I see Ryan's lips reading the questions, it's a bit of an advantage at times.
Well, you have never won. So how? you've been looking at my face this whole 2 years.
I'm putting my sheet up and I'm doing
whatever you need
to
do,
mate. I'll take anything. Yeah, I'll take any advantage.
I'm backing you in here.
Here we go, Loz. Come on.
Okay. All right. What is the nickname for the Sydney Derby between the Giants and Swans?
Oh, my gosh.
Lauren, any idea?
No.
Oh, geez.
You want to have a crack?
Oh, Danny.
Okay, go.
Let's go. Oh, my God. The showdown's Port Adelaide and Adelaide.
Yeah, the showdown's Port Adelaide. We've got
Sydney
the Derby.
Sydney and GWS.
Western Derby.
Yeah. Is
Q Clash is up in Queensland.
Q Clash. I'm going to go with the...
this could go anywhere.
Storm. The Sydney Storm.
The Sydney Storm. No, that's not it. Laura, do you want to have a crack that's half decent?
Oh, she's had enough time to Google.
Oh, God. No, I have no idea.
It is the Battle of the Bridge. A great start by you two. Going beautifully this morning, Tommy.
All right.
Be better, guys. Come on. With Fremantle taking on Richmond this week, name the player who did this in round 8 of 2017. Tommy.
Lauren.
I like it. What do you got?
Dusty Martin.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
You want to have a crack, Dan?
Alex Rance.
Oh, man.
Jesus
God.
Christ. He's a defender. David's full back.
It'll be David Mundy who kicked the winning goal.
Of course.
Okay, going beautifully. Next one.
Just in case you didn't know.
It's first of three, right?
Lauren, zero.
Yep.
Danny,
you've
lost
count. I'm going to have to make up questions to this one.
Yeah.
Including this weekend's game, name one of the players who has or will debut for the Eagles this year.
Oh, Danny.
Danny.
Harvey Johnston.
There you go. We'll count that. Well, he could have accepted Lock Rawlinson, Tyler That's Brockman, or Harley
his nickname
Reed.
Is WAP. You love a good nickname?
WAP. WAP. What for?
His nickname.
What? Why?
WAP.
Why?
Think about it. I'll tell you later.
Which Adelaide player?
WAP.
Are we ready? Which Adelaide player, don't Google that, announced their retirement during the week and was chaired off after the showdown?
Lauren.
Danny.
Ooh, Lauren, go.
Tex Walker?
Oh, man.
Ooh, just Jesus. Bearing. Danny.
This is awful.
Danny Rory Sloan.
Okay. Oh, Danny. All right. Geez, Lauren, you're going to need a miracle from
Tell
here.
Tell you what, she's been on a long
My
dry spell,
so
Danny.
Disappointed.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The dry spell might be over. Watch out, Luke.
Name a player, any player, who kicked multiple goals in last night's game between Carlton and Collingwood.
Danny.
Go.
Mackay. Harry Mackay.
That is correct.
Hey, Loz, you know
well
what?
Done.
I said you told producer Sam that you were planning to go to the Craigie Tavern for lunch.
We were going to go last night, but
how hungry are you, Loz?
I'm pretty hungry.
Because even though I won for bragging rights,
what?
I don't do this stuff.
Well, I won for bragging rights, but I love the fact she had a crack. I was just too good today.
You said you weren't going to do this.
I know I did, but I can hear it in her voice. She's got a game of netball this afternoon.
Yeah.
All right. She's a defender. She's. Have you got kids, Loz?
I do. I've got two.
A mother working hard this afternoon playing netball wants to go. Oh, all she wants is a little lunch at the pub with her husband, quality time.
Yeah, we'll pay for it then.
$150
Didn't get one question right.
Oh, amazing.
This is all the tough talk pre-game. All the tough talk.
If only you saw Tom's monobrow frown just then at me, Loss.
See you, Loss.
Jeez. This is not a charity, you know.
No, it's not. But I like to pick it sometimes. And I think I pick well just then. I feel good that I won. That's all I care about. I don't care about the prize. It's just more to show you guys what stuff is I won.
You know why? Wants a little free deal from the Craigie Tavern.
Yeah, well, Danny be heading down there later.
Listening, your palmers look good on your Google review. So. Rhino, what have you got on tomorrow? Sunday, I know you got a coach. I'll kick
in the morning.
The kids, what the kids got on in the afternoon. Well,
not much, Danny. Day opens up pretty much
interesting.
From there.
Yeah, interesting. I've got Auskick as well. Yep. And my kids, it's a shame because they love nothing more than being invited to a birthday party.
Same.
Right? Like straight after Auskick, because you kind of go have the party food,
yep.
Maybe enjoy a little bit of cake.
Couple of games.
A couple of games, and then leave with a party bag.
Oh,
and
perfect
I've
Sunday.
Caught wind that one of the three of us is throwing a party for one of their children tomorrow afternoon. And I don't know, did you get the digi invite or the
look, I've been waiting for the invite from Tommy and I did go to the toy shop this week, bought a couple of gifts for young Luca.
Yeah, I had a little something.
Yeah, you know, wrote a card with a lot of beautiful words in it. Yeah. Avery and William made a card for Luca.
Congratulations, Mum and Dad, you got there first.
What did you guys
Well, I had a little something aside for him, but didn't get a gig.
No,
so,
his birthday was last Friday and both of you forgot. That's why you're not coming.
Mate, and I commented on your Instagram post and said, happy birthday, little guy, or something.
It's easy once the post has gone up, mate.
So you've got the party tomorrow.
Yeah. No
How many people have you had to invite?
Look,
the entire Croatian community?
Messaged Kel and said, can Ryan make it? And she wrote back, is $500 enough? And I thought, geez, talking appearance fee.
I understand. There, you don't have room for four extra crazy kids to invite along.
So I think we invited 70.
70 people?
So you didn't even make the top 70.
Birthday, yeah. We can't even make the 70 cut.
Yeah.
If it had been 100, are we in?
You're really missing out. You could have had Luke Shuey and Ryan Daniels at Luca's party.
So you have the family circle, then the first friends kind of circle, and that was cut.
So I could have hosted the event and Luke could have done, we could have done a Q&A.
But no, it actually could have been a clinic for the kids there.
Well, we actually are doing a barbecue, so I could have brought Danny Coit down to...
well, I could have cooked the barbie. I think you've really missed out. What are you doing cake-wise? Normally dads go the Hamish Blake these days and bake their kids.
I did the cake on Friday for his actual birthday. Yeah. Well, it was two cold mud cakes with some cream in between. Tasted pretty good, actually.
Tommy special.
Tomorrow we've ordered the cake. So we paid the money from Little Sherbert's.
There you go.
There's got a big cake coming. There's some little toys to put on top. But it hasn't been a good week for the little man. He's a bit big boy. He had a cold the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And then this morning I was about to leave to come into the studio. And we've got like slate tiles out the back in the back room.
Yeah.
And Vinka said, just look after him for a second. I said, no problems. Had the Essendon game on doing some prep. He's crawled over to me, stood up, grabbed my trousers. Mm. And as I've gone down to pick him up, he's let go, fell on his bum, and then fell backwards.
Oh, no.
And the head smacked into the slate tile.
The old rear head hit.
Now, he hasn't really had a fall like that kind of level yet. So
did he cry straight away?
Does Vinka handle it well?
I think the cry straight away is a
at all.
the cry straight away is a good indication that they're okay.
Is it? Is the
cry
good?
The cry straight away is good.
You want crying.
So he cried for about a couple of minutes, then he was fine. So hopefully he's been looked after at the moment. I think Bubba, the Vinka's mum, has him right now. So I'm sure he doesn't have 19 ice packs and a bandage around his
head. Be better as a dad, Tommy. Honestly, he had one job.
He has dropped three letters out of the alphabet, unfortunately. So,
tomorrow is
Tommy does that too. So,
wildlings theme. I don't know. It's got a theme to it.
Wildlings. Yeah, cute.
I'm on the party bags and the sausages and the sausage rolls. Yeah. So it'll be good.
Be nice.
Give me the weird guy in an animal onesie at the park cooking the barbecue that all the other parents say, just don't go near that man over in the barbecue.
I invited you. That's the kind of gear you'd do. You'd go into the cosplay costume.
That's why not invited.
There's a lot going on today. So after us is the rub, and of course, 4 o'clock, the kick over the Swan.
Yes.
You'll both be there.
Yep.
And there's a Kicking host boots. Of people. So 10 local clubs have entered somebody. And then we've got Embers and Zave and both of you two. Now, I've been thinking about this. I reckon there's a high chance, Danny, that you don't finish last.
No, I don't think I finished last. I'm backing myself this afternoon.
Michelle would be the obvious one to finish last.
Yeah, I'm worried about Michelle slipping into the river. Can we make sure? Is there a barricade?
Make sure it doesn't have the high heels on. But I reckon old mate Daniels.
Oh, yeah, come on.
I reckon last. There's a 50-50 chance
that you absolutely butcher it.
He shakes it off the side of his boot. He's got those stretchy pants on and his footy boots. Trying to look the part.
Like a six-time premiership player at AFL 9 level.
Yeah, and goes up and shanks it. Wouldn't it just be the greatest video if Ryan falls over?
I would change that into a meme that just goes viral for you. Like Jason Derulo when he stacked it on the red carpet. I would turn it into that. I'm looking forward to the kick over the Swan this Arvo. Good luck to West Coast. Good luck to Freo against Richmond tomorrow.
Wave the scarf tonight.
And wave that scarf tonight. That's it.
All right, the rub is after us. We are done and dusted. Enjoy your day. Happy birthday to Luca. And then tonight, of course, Eagles and Essendon. Tomorrow, Fremantle and Richmond. Right here, 92.9 Triple M.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side of carry-on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.